micro-podcasts from Films from the Future. There's something quite enticing about the idea of predicting how people will behave in a given situation. It's what lies beneath personality profiling and the theories of preferred team roles. But it also extends to trying to predict when people will behave badly and taking steps to prevent this. In this vein, I recently received an email promoting a free online test that claims to use Minority Report-like tech to find out if you are predisposed to negative or bad behavior. The technology I was being encouraged to check out was an online survey being marketed by the company Veris Benchmark under the trademark Veris Prime. It claimed that, for the first time ever, users had an objective way to measure a prospective employee's level of trustworthiness. Veris's test is an online survey which, when completed, provides you or your employer with a trust index. If you have a trust index of 80 to 100, you're relatively trustworthy, but below 20 or so, you're definitely in danger of showing felonious tendencies. At the time of writing, the company's website indicated that the trust index is based on research on a wide spectrum of people, although the initial data that led to the test came from 117 white-collar felons. In other words, when the test was conceived, it was assumed that answering a survey in the same way as a bunch of convicted felons is a good way of indicating if you're likely to pursue equally felonious behavior in the future. Naturally, I took the test. I got a trust index of 19. This came with a warning that I'm likely to regularly surrender to the temptation of short-term personal gain, including cutting corners, stretching the truth, and failing to consider the consequences of my actions. Sad to say, I don't think I have a great track record of any of these traits. The test got it wrong, although you'll have to trust me on this. But just to be sure that I wasn't an outlier, I asked a few of my colleagues to also take the survey. Amazingly, it turns out that academics are some of the most felonious people around, according to the test. In fact, if the Veris Prime results are to be believed, real white-collar felons have some serious competition on their hands from within the academic community. One of my colleagues even managed to get a trust index of 2. One of the many issues with the Veris Prime test is the training set it uses. It seems that many of the traits that are apparently associated with convicted white-collar criminals, at least according to the test, are rather similar to those that characterize curious, independent, and personally motivated academics. It's errors like this that can easily lead us into dangerous territory when it comes to attempting to use technology to predict what someone will do. But even before this, there are tough questions around the extent to which we should even be attempting to use science and technology to predict and prevent criminal behavior. And this leads us neatly into the movie Minority Report. For more, please check out Films from the Future, available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and everywhere else good books are sold.